Good afternoon, everybody. This is Blackpool Babe 29, Kath Roach, with Mr. John Roach, my husband. And we're in the Squirrel Pub, which is our local pub. We just had a lovely St. Patrick's Day lunch and dessert, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
And now we're having a couple of bevvies, as they say, bevs. I'm on the Malibu and Coke, and John's on lager, aren't you, John?
Lager.
Yeah.
No Guinness.
There's no Guinness. No, the Guinness has gone off today for some reason.
Of all days.
Of all days, yeah. St. Patrick's Day, yeah. Terrible, isn't it? Now, sit down, Oakley, come on. And Oakley and Gunnar are here. Say hello, Lord Oakley.
Get hello. Up here as well.
Yeah, well, they're not really, but we could say they are. Say hello to the Lord. Hello, Lord. Hello, Gunnar. And I'm just going to have a sip of my beer.
Malibu.
Yes, well, Malibu, yeah. Still beer, as I call it, alcohol. Excuse me, remember that strange man on the cruise that said, here's your beer?
Yeah.
And he sounded like something out of Dracula, didn't he, or Frankenstein or something. And he was from that neck of the woods, I think. It's kind of, excuse me, those weird European countries. Mm. Cheers, babe.
Cheers.
Mm.
Sláinte.
Hey, do you realise this is our first married St. Patrick's Day?
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, I'm following you on. Oh, he's watching everybody. He's very alert at Oakley, isn't he? John.
Very alert.
Mm. You have to speak up because they might not be able to pick you up, you see.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Mm. No, it's all right. He's drunk, aren't you, John?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
He's been drinking since 6 o'clock this morning. You wish.
From the Jack Daniels.
Oh, God.
For breakfast. Maybe cornflakes.
Oh, Jack Daniels and cornflakes, yeah. Well, I suppose that you can get honey Jack Daniels, so it'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah. Hope this is working, you know, because I don't know whether these headphones work or not, you know. I thought of that, you know. Seems to be, though. I don't know. Let's have a look. Let's hope I'm not recording this in a waste of space, eh? I think it is working. Yeah. Anything else to say to Audio Boo, John?
No, just happy anniversary.
Ooh.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to
everybody.
Everybody out there. Anybody who's Irish or anybody who wants to be Irish for the day.
Or anybody who thinks they might be Irish.
Exactly.
Well, Gunnar's Irish, isn't he? And I'm of Irish descent, so I'm all right. My brother Eugene, he always has a Guinness on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
He always has done.
Well, if he had one today, so.
I'd say so, yeah. If he can get one.
Exactly.
You should have had Harp lager today. That's Irish lager, isn't it? Harp.
Oh, that's Northern.
Well, oh, is it? Yeah.
It's more Northern Ireland, really.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Because they used to have a lot of harp in the Dundalk pubs, you know, when we used to go.
They still serve it in, in Northern Ireland, yeah.
Oh.
It's hard to get it down south.
Oh, is it? We used to get it in Dundalk, mind you. That's going towards the border, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of it over here now, do you?
There's another one in Ireland called Smithicks.
Oh, Smithicks?
Yes.
Never heard of that one.
It's an ale.
Oh, right. Ah, the Guinness is the best stuff, though, isn't
it? It's a light ale, you know?
Yeah, all like, yeah. And my dad used to like his Guinness. He used to go to Ireland, he used to always have Guinness. This is nice, isn't it?
Well, it's nice to rest after the dinner. Probably.
Yeah, I couldn't drink lager after a big meal, you know, I couldn't.
No.
We had carvery meats, which is turkey, gammon and beef. And you can get Yorkshire puddings, stuff in, mashed potatoes, roast potatoes, three or four kinds of veg. I think it was cabbage, peas, carrots and cauliflower today, and lovely gravy. And then for dessert we had banana splits in special banana boats, didn't we, John?
Mm.
You get a meal deal, to main and dessert for so much, which is not cool. It's not bad, is it?
£7.50.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
Per person.
Mm. Yeah, but for a dessert and a main, that's good, really.
That's very good.
And if you want more carvery, like more veg and stuff, you can just go and get it, can't you? But you don't need to. They give you plenty. They help us to get it, don't they? Mm. Yeah, Malibu's quite a light drink when you've had a big meal, really. And the two dogs are being good, aren't they?
Well, the dogs are great, yeah.
Well, I wanted to get Oakley used to going in more places and actually lying down while you're having a drink and, you know... Because you've got to get them used to social occasions and that, haven't you, and things where you want to go out somewhere. You don't want to leave them in, do you? It's just that sometimes when you're out, people pester them, don't they? And you can't leave them alone. You don't like saying too much because, like, they are quite friendly people, but it just... Sometimes you feel like saying, "Will you stop it?" You don't want to appear to be nasty, do you?
No.
It's
quiet in here today.
Yeah, it is. It's, well, I suppose everybody's at work, you know. Yeah, it's quite empty, isn't it?
All the pubs and all, and they'll be chock-a-block.
Yeah, jam-packed. The parade will be finished now, won't it, John?
Chock-a-block.
What time does it start, the parade? The
parade starts at 12 today.
So what time will it finish? About 3?
Finish about 3,
yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
It used to be on earlier. It used to be on at 10 one time. 10 till about...
That's a bit early, though, really, isn't it, for people to get out? And especially if they've got kids, I suppose. It's
the last few years, though, it's been later.
Mm.
They're expecting 500,000 in Dublin today.
God, unbelievable.
I mean, the whole of Dublin only holds 1,000,000.
There you go, they'll be packed, won't it? They'll be packed, hopefully. It wouldn't be a good place for guide dogs, though, would it, John?
Well,
you know, if you didn't get...
Once you keep them...
On a short lead. Keep them near you.
Yeah, well, keep them near you. Yeah. You wouldn't be walking through crowds anyway.
No.
You'd just stand them beside crowds.
Yeah.
What,
do they close all the roads off, like, and just have it going through the main...
Yeah, just go through the city.
Yeah.
Taking a couple of streets.
Yeah, like the main streets, like.
Yeah, O'Connell Street.
What, like O'Connell Street and that?
Yeah.
Well, I shall switch this off now, then, John.
Ooh.
And I shall upload it later. Hopefully it's come out with these headphones playing up a little bit. So goodbye for now, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. And we'll speak to you all soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye.
Say bye-bye, Oakley. Bye-bye. Say bye-bye, Gunnar. Bye-bye. Daft as a brush, I am.